Marty Lurie here with Denard Span. Always nice to see you. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Just enjoying this San Francisco weather, and except for at nighttime. but just getting acclimated with the city.
Are you settling in as a player in AT&T Park in the outfield?
I think I'm getting more and more comfortable as each game goes by. It's probably going to take me still a little bit of time before I, figure out all the quirks and all the, just the gaps and all that different type of stuff out here.
Watching you is sort of interesting for me, watching your batting stance. I don't think anyone's done a story on it or talked about it at all, but you turn that front foot in, and I talked to Bam Bam. He says, gee, if I did that, I'd break my ankle. Tell us about your batting stance, because it is rather unique.
It's just something that, I've tinkered with over the years. I've done it for the last couple of years. I'm surprised because everybody's acting like, they've never seen me do that, but I've honestly been doing that for the last couple of years. But it's something that I do, to try to keep my front side, closed. I've always been a guy that gets a little bit too quick, and so I try to over-exaggerate, that front foot and the front hip, by closing it so that it can help me stay on the ball just a little bit longer.
All right, Denard Span with us. Looking at your approach at the plate, you're getting a lot of walks. You're working the count. All of a sudden, about 10 days now, you've jumped that on-base percentage about 100 points.
Mm-hmm. That's just something that I do. I think that's part of my game. A big part of my game is to try to get on base give the rest of my teammates an opportunity to see a lot of pitches that the pitcher is throwing. Also I'm grinding, my swing didn't feel the best, but I've always had the capability, even when I'm not feeling the best at the plate, to grind at bats and draw walks and put the ball in play.
The other part of your approach as a hitter, now we love watching your foot. I said, how is he going to get that done? But you do, and you hit the ball hard, as I've always told you. But then you like to take the Derek Jeter arm up and get set, every pitch.
I do what now? I'm sorry.
You put that arm up, time.
Yeah. Well, I do that to make sure the pitcher doesn't throw the ball.
Right.
Very good. It happened to me a couple of years ago, Cliff Lee quick pitch when I wasn't ready. And came up and in, actually. I looked up and he was already in the middle of his windup and he almost hit me. So, I make sure I have my hand up to so I can, get my footing and make sure I'm ready to go before I look up.
Yeah, it's the Derek Jeter move. Jeter always did that.
Yep, I remember. Yeah. Played against him for many years.
All right, season's underway. This is going to air when you guys are in New York taking on the Mets. What is New York baseball? You've been there with the Twins in Washington. New York baseball is always a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a different aura there. Just being on the East Coast, being in New York, the media is a little bit more, lively there, and nothing is missed when you're in New York. It seems like everything is magnified, and it's always good to go to New York. There's no other place, in baseball, like playing in New York.
All right, one other thought for Denard Span. Nice to have him with us. The batting order, we have Angel Pagan hitting in front of you. You got Panic behind, then Duffy. You got four guys who can get on and make things happen. It's sort of an interesting approach. It's an offensive approach. It's not just sitting back and hitting a home run with you four guys.
No, I think all of us have the ability to see pitchers, have good at-bats. We have the ability to put the ball in play and just take what the pitcher gives us. You see us going the other way. If the pitcher is going to stay away, that's what we're going to do. We're going to poke it away and take our single. With us four, I don't think you see guys over swinging. I think our lineup top to bottom is similar to that. And I think that's what makes us so tough.
Now, we always do a pool, and we pick who's going to lead the team in average and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Stolen bases came up. Mm-hmm. You got a little bit of love here on the stolen base thing. How many think you could get?
I'm not sure, man. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm a shoot for at least 30. That's always a minimum for me, and see what happens.
No, I like it. Very good. Someone's going to be very happy that you said that. All right, how are you feeling? Because coming in, you had the surgery over the winter, and you and I talked a lot in spring training. How are you feeling?
I feel good, man. I feel good. I think just like with me building confidence in the outfield here and learning, AT&T Park, I think it's the same thing with my body. As each game goes by, I'm getting more and more confident and trusting my body and, you know, just testing it and taking it to the limits.
All right. Pleasure to have you on, as always. We'll catch up after New York and Cincinnati.
Thank you.
All right. That's Denard Spann. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.